According to Middle Eastern legend, Scheherazade saved her own life by telling her husband, the Sultan, folk tales for 1,001 nights. Those stories within a story inspired 19th century composer Rimsky-Korsakov to create an orchestral suite that remains one of his most popular works today. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Scheherazade is a musical showcase for the orchestra. There's the solo violin that represents the young Arabic queen telling her tales. There are solos for many other instruments, including bassoon, clarinet, oboe, and cello, along with lush ensemble playing. Rimsky-Korsakov, a naval officer as well as a composer, used the music not to narrate specific stories, but to evoke exotic images and create a mood. Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin talks about the desire of the Europeans to learn about foreign lands.
They couldn't take a plane like we can do now and be in the Middle East and savor that culture and the history. And with a piece like Scheherazade, we have to remember that this is fascinating and extraordinary, and that our planet Earth is so diverse. A piece like Scheherazade in the 21st century sends the message that we can still dream together and focus on the beauty of all the parts of the world.
Scheherazade, composed in 1888, has become a core work in the classical repertoire.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.